Back when I was doing family law, one of the most common questions that I was asked was, how would the divorce affect the children? They're like, I just think it's really going to affect my child. And I'm looking at them like, girl, yeah, I understand. However, comma, you are looking at a wonderful, fabulous product of divorce, honey. So for today's episode, what I am going to discuss with you, I think I need a partner. Don't you think I need a partner?
I think you need a partner.
I think I need a partner. But who are you?
What?
Do y'all even know who that is?
Anyways, my name is Alex. I am the boyfriend / significant other / bae / zaddy, all those hashtags.
Anyway, some of you have already met Alex in our Valentine's Day episode. If you have not heard that one, make sure to go back and listen. So the reason why I asked you here today, Alex, is because we're going to talk about, you know, what happens when people get a divorce. So I am a product of a divorce and you are
not a product of a divorce.
And I just feel like your life has been so much more different than mine.
I mean, definitely. I can definitely say that, you know, having both parents in the home definitely does make a significant difference, at least in my perspective. But that's what we're going to talk about.
So you, sir, are a black man. And in the African-American community, a lot of times we don't have both parents in the home. So how do you think that affected you?
Yeah. I think the term you're looking for is unicorn.
You just want to be a unicorn. I'm going to paint you pink. All right. So, unicorn, how did that affect you growing up?
All right. Growing up, having both parents, especially my father, as a black male, it definitely made me realize the unique and, I would say, special opportunity that I was given. You know, just having dad around just made a lot of difference. And not only for me, as a black man, I was one of the few people that I knew, period, that had both parents. So my father took on that kind of father figure role for the guys in the neighborhood and guys that I grew up with.
Oh, dad.
Yeah. Like, so, you know, I definitely appreciated him not only by having him, but through others for sure.
And I think I learned from the fact that when I was, you know, young, I got moved away from the city that my dad lived in to a city that, you know, it was just my mom, my brother, my sister, my stepdad, we were living in. So I really wasn't with my dad growing up. But I think that taught me to be able to live like how I live now, where I can go long periods of time without seeing my mom or my dad or anybody else related to me, because I learned that separation at an early age. So at 6, I learned how to like separate and not always be around everyone who loved me, because my whole family was there too.
Right.
I would say the hardest thing for me growing up, and kind of still now as an adult though, to be honest, the hardest thing for me was to holidays, like, man, holidays.
Yeah. The like whole pick and choose thing, you kind of felt torn, maybe?
Well, it wasn't really like a pick and choose thing, because it was set. Like, we always have done Christmas at our mom's house, just us, and then we would later go back to Mobile. And then,
so you didn't have a say in the matter. You didn't have a choice.
You've met my mother. No, I did not have a choice. But like, Christmas was wherever we were living, and we would go back maybe a day or so after Christmas. You know, because it was this break while you were in school. Mm-hmm. But Thanksgiving was always in Mobile as well. And I would stay with my dad and do Thanksgiving on my mom's side, then go back to my dad's house. And it's like, I'm an adult and I still feel like, gotta go stay with my dad, go leave my mom's house and go back to my dad's house. And it's like, when parents make these holiday schedule arrangements, do they ever, Like, would you think that your kid would stick with that almost their entire life until, like, they're married and stuff?
I mean, with you, yeah, because you're a creature of habit. That's what type of person you are. You like a routine. But, damn, that has to be a lot, though.
A lot in what sense?
I mean, just the fact being a young person, you just having to deal with that, you know? Like, even though, you know, you understand that, you know, I'm going to spend time with my mom's people, I'm going to spend time with my dad's people. That's fine, because, you know, in a lot of families, even with parents, that's the case. But the fact that that parent wasn't always readily available to you, you know?
I mean, I get it, but it's like, what? How would you as a parent decide which holiday to get and which holiday to give away?
Ooh, that's tough. I want them all.
Well, you can't have them all.
Why not?
You can't always get what you want.
Burger King over here.
I thought it was like a real song. Huh? I'm pretty sure that's a real song.
Oh, no, I'm just saying Burger King, you know.
Have oh, it, because know, have it your way. Yeah, yeah, and
yeah. I didn't really go.
I don't want a food reference. Listen, really I'm doing intermittent fasting. The last thing that I want to hear about is Burger King, sir. Because it's 9:09 and my eating window was 1 p.m. to 9 p.m.
It's been challenging. It's been challenging.
It's been challenging. Without a doubt. But, like.
But, girl, when I get snatched, you're going to tell me nothing.
Goodbye, sir.
Nothing.
Cut. Y'all see what I deal with. But, no. Seriously. As a parent, how would you approach time sharing?
Okay. I feel like that the time sharing doesn't have to be equal, but it has to be equitable. I feel like that you do have to acknowledge that the child does have both parents.
I mean, yeah, you can acknowledge that the child has both parents, but just because the child has both parents, that doesn't make it any easier for one to say, all right, now go on with your daddy on for Christmas and I'm going to be on the cruise ship or whatever else that you're going to be. Like, I can't imagine as a parent, you know, in a child custody case, which is time sharing in the state of Florida, there is no custody. It's a form and it's a parenting plan worksheet. And a mother and a father of a child legit have to sit down with this document and write out whether or not they want Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, if they're going to have every weekend, every other weekend, like the third or second. Even with spring break, summer break, that child's life is planned out to every single holiday, every single school break. Mm. And a parent has to choose when to send their child off to someone else versus spend that time with them during those breaks that they
have. It's not someone else. It's the child's father.
If we ain't together, you somebody else.
You ain't no good.
Looking real unfamiliar. Don't know who you are. Well, you know what side to stay on there then, bub.
Wow.
But to do that, and parents used to ask, and moms and dads, I never imagine a divorce. Like, how do I know that my child is going to be okay? Luckily for me, I had the easy out answer of, look at me. I'm a lawyer. Yeah. My parents were divorced when I was 2 or 3, you know? So look at me. Look how great I turned out. There is hope for your little spawn after all.
You are a shining example.
I am a shining example.
You are.
Look at me, mom and dad. I am a shining example. But I don't know how I would do it.
Okay. Now you ask me. I want to ask you, as a kid, how does that feel though? How does that feel to you? Like, you understand, you know what's going on, but how does that make you feel?
How exactly does what make me feel?
Bruh, what we talking about? Having the timeshare, having to do this, tap into your young inner self. Ooh, how did it make you feel?
Ooh, child, J. Coleman done grew up. She has grown up. But let's see. When it comes down to holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving, it becomes a routine, almost like a tradition. What you do every year, this is what's happening. This is where we're going to go. This is where you're going to stay. There was never any question when it came to those two major holidays. which is why now as an adult, that is still what I do, because at that point, it is a tradition. This is what we do. This is whose side of the family that you're with. But when it came down to summer breaks, spring breaks, we didn't have fall breaks, but if fall breaks existed, that changed depending on my age. Mm. When I got to high school, there wasn't a requirement that I had to go in the summer because I was in the band. I was a competitive dancer. I was a cheerleader. I had things to do, okay? I was booked and busy.
But how did that make you feel?
How did it make me feel to know that if I stayed in Panama City and did school activities and I would not see my dad for like that entire month and a half, I felt like I was making a sacrifice.
Okay.
And I don't really know how it makes,
okay.
how it makes, how it made me feel. Because, you know, as a teenager, I was so wrapped in myself.
Right. You know, teenagers can't be that I was.
It didn't even dawn on me, like, all right, if you stay here and go to this summer camp or do this or do that, you're not going to be able to go to Mobile and hang out with the crew over in PA. Like, that never clicked in my brain until when I would go back and people would say, oh, I haven't seen you in so long. Where you been? And then you start giving the answers and, you know, adults giving the stank face, like, what you mean? So that's why you didn't come home. And I'm just like, whoa.
I'm trying to live my life.
I just want to be a teenager. That's all I want to do, you know? Slams door and stomps off. But with that, I don't even know how to say it. Relationships on top of the whole family aspect, you change again.
Right.
And so with that, you have to make a decision again, which family. And sometimes in the families, there is not a, we rotate, you know, holidays.
Right. I can see that.
Okay. So like, what is that a custom? Like, what did that look like to you?
As far as the
rotation of holidays, like, going to your mom's side, going to your dad's side?
To be honest, I mean, most major holidays was always spent with my mom's side of the family. Even, like, down to my dad, you know, he went to see his people. He went to see my aunt and, you know, my uncle, things like that. But Christmas, Thanksgiving, any major holiday, he was in Mariana. He was with my mama for.
Okay.
And it's been like that before they were married.
How do you think that makes a husband or a wife feel? I think that I would feel like I am taking you away from your family to an extent to be with mine. Not even in the situation of what you're saying or how you all did it or what your mom and dad did, but just me as an individual. If you do every single holiday with your family and now, boom, hello, there's me. And I want to do all the holidays with my family. I don't think that's fair.
Well, first of all, you don't have to worry about if that's fair or not, because you're not going to kidnap me.
Well, excuse me.
And I don't want to kidnap you. We can share. We can blend.
I could never be kidnapped. They would honestly have to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
I could never be kidnapped.
You know when adults tell kids that, like, they'll bring you back. They will bring this one right here. They will back.
Whatever.
Take her.
They better hope I don't bring them back. Back to life. Back to reality. Because I will definitely almost, you know. Yeah, you know.
Let go of me.
A plum
Get
fool.
Off. Get off.
A plum fool. You ever, if you ain't never seen a fool, you done seen one today, baby. You better know that. I don't know. Outside of being afraid to sit down and look at a piece of paper to determine where my kid is going to go for different holidays, I think my biggest fear surrounding marriage and any potential divorce that could stem from it, I guess, is, you know, what if it really does affect the kid?
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like, I mean, speaking from my outside perspective, obviously, I feel like that, you know, you get used to a certain thing, you become numb to it, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't, like, affect you. You know, like, growing up, you taught that, you know, you have a mama and a daddy. The mama and the daddy live together. But yeah, then life, you don't remember being in pre-K and you draw the house. It's not two separate houses. It's mommy, daddy, the dog, sister, your brother, maybe your grandma, all of y'all under one roof.
I recall in pre-K that you draw what you know as your family. I do not think it's appropriate for any pre-K teacher to tell a child what a family is supposed to look like. This is 2020. You tell somebody what a family is supposed to look like at any age, and it's going to be a riot outside. You can't even associate he, she, they, their. Just look, don't tell my kid what's supposed to be in their household, because if you tell my kid a dog's supposed to be in the household laying in the same bed, that's not my life. No, ma'am, Pam. Never gonna get it. It's not happening. So, no, I don't remember that. And no one should remember a pre-K teacher saying, and look here, little Alex, this is what's supposed to be in your house. Get out of here.
Bruh, they never said this is what's supposed to be. All right. Okay. I mean, we went to elementary and pre-K in the 90s. It was a much happier time. Bill Clinton was president. Everybody had a little extra money. You know, we won't worry about being politically correct like that, you know, but hey, man, I understand it's 2020. Y'all better keep your opinions to yourself.
Have 2020 in 2020. Don't let them put your eye out.
See it clearly.
You know, you better watch. What movie is that? You gotta watch.
I don't know. What.
You gotta watch.
What movie is that?
I don't know. But
it escapes me.
It gotta be something with Madea, because you know Tyler Perry
sounds
is so dramatic.
Right.
You gotta
right.
watch. That's yeah, watch. That sounds like Madea.
It does sound like
definitely
Madea.
Sounds like Tyler Perry in that dress. It absolutely does.
Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Yes, congratulations.
Are you casting? I'm ready.
Not you, bro.
What you mean?
No.
I got chops.
Don't quit your day job.
I got chops.
We need the day job because, you know, also with divorces comes that what? Child support.
Well, it's cheaper to keep a bond.
You ready to sign them papers?
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Papers.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
But with those papers comes that child support guideline worksheet.
Gee.
Child support guideline worksheet.
That sounds so formal.
It is formal. And it is
I guess it is formal.
In Florida, it is absolutely like you can literally Google Florida child support guideline worksheet, put in your income, put in your spouse's income, and break down who has a certain number of overnights, who pays for this insurance, this dental, this life insurance, all of that together. And it'll spit you out a number right at the bottom and tell you who is more responsible based on income and overnights and all the other factors I just listed. And it'll tell you what you're supposed to get. And it's like a calculation. I do not believe that there is any type of calculation in the realm of child support that can accurately say how much money a specific child is going to need.
I'll agree with that.
They have no idea what that child is accustomed to living with.
Yeah.
Because I would say I'm not accustomed to living in every type. I would absolutely say I am not accustomed to living in certain living conditions. If you have ever been to a hotel with me.
Ew.
You better clean
disgusting.
It up. You better clean it up before I get there. I don't know what dirty is. I do not live in a dirty house. I do not like the sight of rust and that like white stuff.
The calcium build up.
Whatever. The calcium
lime,
nasty.
All that.
It make my whole stomach turn. If I see anything white, greenish, mint greenish, whatever you want to call brown, I don't care. If I see it in any type of hotel room, please believe if I check in at 3 a.m., they're what?
Coming to change the shower head.
Coming to change the shower head. Alex learned this, you know. He was like, they're not going to come change that shower head. I was like, oh, they coming to change this shower head. I do not understand how you are so rich of what all this money these hotels have. Individuals are paid to clean it up. You clean it up at least every 2 to 3 days on a regular basis. How is there a calcium or water buildup unless you're not cleaning it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's pretty much what it is.
No. You know? So PSA, if you ever go to a hotel and you check the shower, because I inspect the shower, if there is any type of calcium or lime or nastiness built up on your shower head, you dial 0 and you tell them, please come change the shower head, because I guarantee you they have stacks and stacks of brand new shower heads in their closet.
Literally, there was like 3 specks of calcium and build up, but we're not going to get into that. We're digressing. We're digressing. I mean, it was like a half a piece, a little piece of speck.
How you going to go back when somebody digressing and then get back on point, sir?
Well, because I want to have the last word.
Get out of here. The last word. Okay, the last word. In those types of cases, family law divorces, if the two parents can't agree, what happens is that the judge has the last word. So a judge decides what is, quote unquote, what is in the best interest of the child. Because you all can't agree.
Right.
Now someone who does not know you individually
has to make a decision that affects your whole life and your child's whole
your
life.
Your child.
Because y'all can get it together.
And you know, Florida requires mediation. Florida requires mediation for the parties to go in and try to reach an agreement. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can't reach an agreement with everybody. Right, you know, sometimes it's like when I'm negotiating case. I don't want to negotiate no more. No. I don't want to talk about it. Next. Like when you're trying to buy a house. No. I don't want to negotiate no more. No. Like, just think about how amped people get in regular everyday negotiations. And now you about to try to negotiate me about my kid?
You're not going to take my kid away from me.
We're not gonna take it. Yeah, no. It's not happening.
And I can see that, though, because I don't know how I would feel if I had the mother of my child and she wasn't, you know, for lack of a better word, a top-tier good person, if you will. Because I would need all mine.
You should consider who you have in the
kids. I would need all mine.
She's not a top 10 tier person.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Okay.
People don't always show themselves until the baby comes. They don't show themselves until the baby comes. So, you know.
Reveal yourself. Reveal.
What is that from? Reveal yourself.
Mask off. That's future. The biggest takeaway from me after I've lived in it, after I've worked in it, is you really don't know what's going to be best for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, consider me, my brother, and my sister. We all were raised in the exact same house by the exact same woman, and we are nowhere near exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, we are not even personality, jokes, attitude. Like, we are clearly different people. And so it's nothing that a parent can actually do to full blown blaze the trail of what their kid's going to do. Because kids go off the rails. All the way off the rails. I can't imagine living with that type of, it's almost like an elephant always sitting on your chest. Do you think that's how it feels when you're a parent?
I would definitely say, because you know, parents have expectations, you know, going in for their child, and if the child doesn't quote unquote meet these expectations, I can definitely see the disappointment and things of that nature, you know.
Well, I thought I was bone crusher, never scared, but it's a little scary. Well, besides death, shut up. I know what y'all think. Besides death and now being a parent, cue bone crusher, because I'm outside of the club. Yeah. You know, I wish I could end this, like, wrap this thing up how I always try to say something positive and suggest the easiest way to solve this problem is to remain married to the person that you have a kid with.
That's true, too.
But that is not the easiest way to solve a problem.
Easier said than done, I would imagine.
Yeah, for it's sure. Absolutely easier said for than done. For sure.
And shout out to people whose parents are married. I'm telling y'all, it's not easy. I didn't see the arguments. I didn't mean scared. I didn't mean shit. I'm like, they're getting a divorce.
And shout out to those parents who got divorced, because at that point you chose happiness for yourself.
Exactly.
Somebody chose happiness for themselves. You chose to better yourself, get out of whatever you were in.
Yep.
You know, protect your peace. Ain't that what everybody say?
Protect your peace.
Protect your peace. And that's the biggest thing.
Ain't gonna steal my joy, honey.
But also protect your child's peace, because divorces can really affect the kids too.
Yes.
I was lucky enough that I don't recall anything negative about the divorce process or anything negative said from one parent to another parent or about another parent.
You know, I feel like it can just get messy. You know, you don't want it to be messy. You know, you want everything to be amicable, you know?
Sometimes it's hard to be amicable.
I know. I understand.
Everybody ain't amicable worthy.
Well, I'm just saying the end goal is for it to be amicable. You don't want it to be drama filled and full of some BS.
I previously organized, you know, exchanges at the police department. But some people have to have exchanges at the police department. Think about domestic violence situations. I'm not going to give you my kid. And then second off, I'm surely not going to drop my kid off to you, you know, without my own safety precautions, because I clearly left you for a reason.
Yeah, that's true too.
And if one of the reasons is that you don't know how to keep thine hands to thine self.
Preach.
Then, you know.
Then thine child will be mine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Nah, I can't even say that, though, because some people, you know, there are instances of domestic violence that really, one, are not instances of domestic violence, and two, everyone has the ability to change if they choose to do what is necessary for them to change. I do like that about Florida, how literally there is not a whole bunch that they will say, you know what, we are going to absolutely, positively not allow that mom or not allow that father to see their kid. Now, it may be supervised with some circus hoop type ass rules, but you really got to do something in Florida to get your kid jacked and you have no visitation. Like, maybe you get your kid jacked for like a few days when DCF comes and take your kid, but they're always focusing on trying to make sure that some type of contact is maintained. Unless really, you know, they got to break every chain. They got to get the kid up out of there. Sometimes they got to get them on that. Break the chain.
I agree. And that's the way it should be. That's the way that it should be. People are people at the end of the day.
Give them a second chance. Everyone deserves it. Don't withhold your kid because you still big mad.
Right. Baby mamas, if you don't like your baby daddy for some personal stuff.
I hate those terms.
Well, the father of your child for some personal reasons. Drop that. Come on, man. He's not obliged to be with you. He's obliged to see and take care of his child.
You are such a man in that response, being that your first thought is that he is not obliged to be with you.
Well, a lot
Let me just do another PSA as a woman with no kids.
Okay.
Just because the mother of your child is upset with you does not mean that she still wants you. Don't nobody want y'all ass all the time.
Okay,
it's not always about a desire to be in a relationship. Sometimes it's a respect factor where they're being disrespected. The respect factor. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what you need from me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care. I always mess up that
part. At least get the lyrics right.
You know what? That was Aretha.
I know it.
Oh, thank goodness I was right. You know, I mess up artists sometimes. Y'all know I be messing up these artists. Y'all know I do. It's not on purpose, though.
Sorry, Mark Anthony. We had you confused with Enrique Iglesias. Last episode.
I think I fixed it, though.
Oh. Wow.
I think I said both.
Close enough.
Anyway. But respect, if respect can stay in the relationship of the mother and the father of the child, everything will be peaches and cream. It'll be peaches and cream. And then just think about that you want to teach that same respect to your child, so they will be able to grow up like me and say, well, my mom never bashed my dad and my dad never bashed my mom. And so even if there had ever been any bad blood, I wouldn't know it. And I feel like that is what is supposed to happen. I should know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely should not know it.
Because, I mean, no matter how cliche and corny this sounds, the child is innocent at the end of the day. They didn't ask to be bought into any of y'all foolishness.
But I am asking to bring you into my foolishness, because this is now a wrap of another episode of the However, podcast. Rude. My name is Jade. I am your host, and joining me on this episode was...
I'm so sorry.
You don't even know his name.
I've written off.
He's falling asleep because he like, oh, I finally get to be done with this podcast. Right, that is Alex. And as I always tell you, please make sure to follow, subscribe, rate, review, tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a... Yep, I'm not going to say that. But thank you all for listening. And as I always tell you, don't hesitate. We'll be right back.